The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
The biggest football coverage in the South requires the biggest hitter on the line.
Wilson under pressure, right on cue, Grady Jarrett.
Atlanta's Pro Bowl defensive end Grady Jarrett is only on The Fan every week after the game.
Brady's in trouble again, and it's Jarrett yet again.
It's all presented by attorney Ken Nugent and Grady Health System.
Grady Jarrett with a huge sack.
And joining us here, as he does every week, Grady Jarrett joins us for the Grady Jarrett Show here in the locker room on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM. And Grady, how do you divvy up your 10 days off? You play the Thursday night game, so it's a short week right after you play, but then you get 10 days off. How much rest and how much work do you get when you have 10 days before your next game for the Falcons?
You get about 2-3 days of real straight rest, you know, not doing too much, having the weekend off after Thursday night game. But then this, you know, it's back right back to work as far as preparation for the next game. And but it's good to have that little time, especially with our bye week being still in another 3 to 4 weeks, you know what I'm saying? So it was good for myself, good for the guys, and I'm sure everybody's going to be eager to get back to work. So we definitely got to flush that last one we had and just try to turn it around quick.
Grady, I always make it a point, because I know we're going to talk to you on Tuesdays, to pay attention. Like, I'm not a guy that's watching the ball all the time. I'm watching you specifically. And, man, against Carolina, it looked like you got double-teamed about 95% of the time. And I got to say, you know, the job that you do, there's a reason you're paid the way that you are. There's a reason that you're the player the way that you are. What's your mindset when you know it's going to be a guard and a center, a guard and a tackle, a chip with a back, and you got to fight through two guys seemingly on every play?
Yeah, man, it's like, you know, you just got to be ready for whatever and expect it. And when your opportunities are there to show, you know, that you can get a little light, you got to take them, because they're going to be few and far between. So, you know, like when people ask me about it, I always, you know, say, you know, it's a role that I accept, and some respect that I've earned throughout the league. But at the same time, you know, when you're taking up attention, we got to be plays made in other areas. And at the same time, that's still me making a play for the defense. If I could take up, you know, two or three at a time or something like that, I'm still helping the defense all, or if we can manipulate where we want the slide protections to go, that's all work hand in hand. So, you know, just being an unselfish player is really what kind of just helps me, and just have me stay patient. But at the same time, I don't let it stop me. And I know that, you know, my big time, big numbers or whatever it may be, it's going to come if I just stick to the process.
Grady Jarrett joining us here in the locker room for the Grady Jarrett Show here on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM.
Grady, Justin Fields, I mean, he's just been lights out as far as running the ball, you know, pulling the ball down, running boots and waggles. He's been spectacular. 10 games in, how difficult is it to get a game plan that might have to change up on your rush lanes, your assignment football, maybe putting a little bit of muddle rush in there? Do you think Coach Dean Pease would have some different calls just to, you know, go against Justin Fields?
I'm sure, you know, we'll have something up. And, I mean, you kind of got to, when, you know, when you're dealing with somebody as, you know, dynamic as a runner as he's been this season. And just making plays with his legs and it's actually helping them, you know, make plays, kind of like to extend plays and throw the ball as well. So, I mean, I'm sure we'll have something up. I'm eager to see. We haven't had our game plan in yet. Well, I'm sure it's in, but as far as the players, we ain't seen it yet. It's just Tuesday. So I'm excited. I always like to see the game plan on Wednesdays and see what we got up new. There's always something new every week, so I'm excited to see what Coach cook up.
Do you like the challenge of that? I mean, you went against Cam Newton for a lot of years, a different type of mobility. He was big and strong and would run people over. Do you like that as a D lineman, going against a guy that might move around a little bit more than some of the statues you'll face in the league?
I think I like it. And I don't know whether if I like it or not. I mean, sure, you better get ready because it's coming. You know what I'm saying? So it's just another challenge, and that's what makes this game so fun. You know what I'm saying? Each challenging whatever quarterback he may be facing. So, I mean, I like it. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to open up a whole new thing that because we haven't seen a quarterback up to this point to where, you know, he has design runs like this, like as far as big as that playbook. You know what I'm saying? And so whatever we got up, I mean, it's going to be a difficult challenge. But, I mean, I'm up for it. It's exciting to me, you know.
It seems like, you know, the last 2 weeks, Justin Fields has been the one big run. Obviously, he can run, you know, on some design plays, but it's been, you know, a 60-plus yarder against Miami, a 60-plus yarder against the Lions. If you can contain that one big run that can flip the field or change the game, it seems like that could be an elixir to making sure you keep things on the rails.
Yeah, man, you said, like, the big plays. It's like that take discipline. Every down, because that's all it takes is one. You know, you could be doing good all day, and one big run could, you know, skew your average from the day, or just, you know, really, really flip the game. And I think that's what he's been doing a really good job for his team. It's just making that keep pushing and make that big break. So that is going to take a lot of discipline, man, and a relentless effort for everybody across the board, every snap. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the respect that he has earned over these past couple weeks, you know, and just showing that he's separating. When you see him run on tape, it's look a little different. You know, he's separating from people. So you got to give him that respect and just stay ready.
Grady, I saw a stat when you guys played 2 weeks ago against the Chargers. I think the Falcons are the third most one-score games over the last two seasons. So everything seemingly comes down to the end, and a couple of really tough losses to the Chargers and to Carolina. What's Coach Smith's messaging inside the locker room? Because with us, he's a little bit surly. He's tired of answering certain questions. But to you guys, what is it? Is it still a positive approach, saying that you're right in this playoff mix?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, Coach, without a doubt, have a, you know, unwavering belief in us, man, and we know we're doing, going to try to put us in the best position to have success, and we all on the same page in our locker room. We all want to win bad. We all prepare hard. We all put a lot into the game, and, man, we all on one accord, and I think he values that relationship that we all have in the locker room. And he likes to keep it, you know, between us a lot of times. It could come off as whatever in the public media, but I mean, there's not one guy in that building that wanted as bad as Coach Smith, and somebody that's willing to go to whatever lengths to get the job done. So I mean, we fight hard for him, and we believe in him. He believes in us, and that's what's gonna make us get over this hump.
When you look at where you guys want to improve at this point of the season, how are you feeling now about quarterback hits and the discomfort you guys are able to put on quarterbacks? Is it where you wanted to be, or do you want it to be a little bit better?
I wanted to be a little better. You know, I think there's another level we could take it to, and but it works hand in hand. You know, it works from the front end to the back end. You know, covering guys to have a lot of time there and us. Make sure they're not covered all day. So I think that's another level we can take it to with 7 games here left, and I just want to see it, you know, just really, really take it there, you know, and get to this quarterback more, get him on the ground, sacks, hurries, you know, just really be disruptive. But it's going to take everybody, and it's not just a one man or one person or just a one group thing. It takes every level, everybody being disciplined, doing their job.
So your Clemson Tigers have won their side of the ACC. They're going to the ACC championship again. But they got a game this weekend against my boys, my school, the U. You and I got to come up with some kind of bet for this game. Now, I need the points because we stink, but I need my 19. What, can we do like a Twitter avatar bet or a jersey bet or something? Because I know you guys inside the locker room always have those going.
Oh, yeah, we always got the bets going up. No, I'm not in big into the point spreads. I don't follow it too
Please.
Much now because I like the winner the game now. I like to go straight up.
Please.
I like to go straight up with it.
You know I'm a man, Grady. We'll go straight up then.
There you go.
I'm down to do something straight up. You know, if we want to think about it right now, we want to let everybody know next week what we come up with. We could do that. So
I think make it easy because we don't come in contact with each other a whole lot. Loser has to put their Twitter avatar for a day for the opposite team.
Oh, that's fair. I'm down.
All right, like that. Well,
we call that a bet.
It feels like you guys, you know, have a formula. Offense and defense, and everybody is sticking with it. The stuff that you're hearing and the questions that are coming about Marcus Mariota, how is the offense handling that? Because they've had up and down games and still seem like they're sticking to the formula. What's it like on the sideline, and how do you think the mood is on the offensive side of the ball?
To be honest, I think it's a little too early to tell for me because I feel like, you know, we've been doing good and, you know, things been some struggles. So I don't feel like you just jump ship when things get hard, you know. And I don't think it's been consistent enough for a mood or something to be developed or something because at the end of the day, we trust whoever out in the field. You know what I'm saying? So I think we always just a play away from having a crazy big game, big splash play or whatever. So I think it's just, you know, you just got to be patient and just let the work, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's a little too early to say that because you'll be giving up on whatever way that you want to do. The game people, they can't stop on the ground, you know what I'm saying? So you can't be complaining then and then something doesn't work out another way, you know, for a game or a piece of another game and fall and throw the chips in. So I think there's a plan, and I trust it. And at the end of the day, I can only control what I can control, you know, and that's my effort that I give on defensive ball and getting the guys ready to play. And at the end of the day, everybody got to do their job. So, I mean, I think it's a little too early to tell, but I don't – we're still in the mix of it. So even festering that I almost feel like a divisive move, you know, can't really – put too much effort in talking to that, and you got to just put your head down and go to work.
Fantastic stuff, Grady. We look forward to seeing if you guys can get the dub at home. The confines of the Bins hopefully will be helpful, and you guys get back on the winning track, and we'll see where that gets you as we move further down the playoff road.
Awesome, man. Thank you, guys.
There he is, Grady Jarrett, our defensive tackle, joining us for the Grady Jarrett Show here on the Fan, 680-93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.